Let's head downstairs into the Fremantle rooms. We're joined by their captain, and I'm delighted to say a five-time Christian medalist winning the award tonight from Liam Ryan. Nat Fyfe, welcome to Grandstand AFL.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the award, and congratulations on the season. How have you assessed 2020 from the Dockers' side of things?
Yeah, thanks. Nice to win the Jeff Christian Award. I think our year has been, on the whole, a step forward in some areas. We got off to a shaky start as we were ingrained in the game plan, flooding new players into some different positions. But I think we started to get some consistency towards the back end, and hopefully we now have a decent platform to be able to approach the season 2021.
I'd love to get your thoughts on some of the youngsters, and particularly I'll get you to start on Caleb Sarong, who we fell in love with very quickly and just has continued to impress and must surely be a massive chance for the rising star. How have you assessed his first season at Fremantle?
Yeah, pretty handy, I think. internally we're trying to keep the kid grounded because he is going from strength to strength. He plays with a sense of maturity. He's been asked to do some pretty big jobs this year and educate himself. And I spoke to him the other day. I said, this is a decent start, but let's make sure you go on and become one of the great midfielders in the comp. So a great first year for Caleb.
Nat, it's Shane Woden, mate. Well done on the year. Commiserations on tonight. How did you assess tonight, and how did JL, and what were the conversations being had, particularly at halftime, where you guys were at with the game?
A couple of games we've had this year, Richmond game springs to mind, where we're right in it. We're playing the way we want to play, just not quite capitalising and making a few simple skill errors costing us. And so the message going into three-quarter time was to keep doing what we're doing and hoping the edge the scoreboard closer. Unfortunately, we ran out of legs, went the other way, and Western Bulldogs got on top of us. So we finished with a slight bitter taste in our mouth. We don't want to be a team that's happy missing finals. I haven't played finals footy in 5 years. And I desperately want to get back there. So we won't be patting ourselves on the back too much.
Where's the growth for Frio in 21? Not only just with your list and the individuals within it, but in your game style and the big improvements that need to be made to take that next step next year?
Yeah, I think we improved on the back of this year. We improved on the back of system, firstly, but also Luke Ryan, Brennan Cox, Scarlett Sarong, Ethan Hughes, Matt Tabernard's year was unreal. Michael Fredericks came in and played an important role, as well as Aishan Aker. So our players like Mundy, Walters, myself, we aren't going to improve much more. Our ceiling has pretty much been reached, but if everyone else can go in between, that's when we'll become a better team. And where do we think we'll get the growth from? It's a bit more depth, so when we lose 3, 4, 5 players, we're still a strong side.
Nat, Michael Braun here. Congrats on your year. Just you mentioned about you missing finals for 5 years, and tonight I thought you really tried hard yourself personally and to really fight. And that, is that a little bit of frustration because once again missing out on finals footy?
Oh, boy, I think that's probably accurate. I just wanted to empty the tanks a bit because it's going to be a long time before I get to play again. But my season this year has been a different style. I try to play a little bit more efficiently, a little bit smarter, save some petrol tickets to be able to get through the season. And I think tonight was probably going back to the 14, 15, 16 version of me, where you're just tractoring around hunting the footies.
Now, I think all of us here watching this game, we're probably all thinking about, did you think you're going to get that distance, that first goal from about 65 out after 3 or 4 steps? It was an absolute, you flushed it. What was your thinking? Did you surprise yourself?
Oh, I had some comments from the pie stand behind me from the halfback saying, have a crack. There was probably a 15-metre breeze behind me, so nice to get on the end of one of those.
Nathan, I hope you don't think this is a ridiculous question, which is always an interesting premise to start with, but the logistics of being able to let your hair down now, you've had to live under really trying circumstances for an extended period of time as a playing group. Your ability to get together and celebrate in a responsible fashion, what's that going to look like logistically, given travelling back, home quarantine, etc.?
Yeah, I think it's going to be different too. Other years, there has been a lot of effort going into this year, and guys will be relieved in some respects that it's over, but we do need to be mindful and respectful of what's going out there in the world. So the guys will go back into their two-week quarantine. We've got a big day of travel lined up tomorrow. And at the right time, we'll get together with the players that are still back in Perth and really sign off on what was a challenging but year of growth for us.
What are your reflections on the first year under Justin Longmuir with the new game plan and how he is as a senior coach?
Yeah, it's in the wash-up, I'll probably sit back and have a look. He's brought to us a new system. He's pretty hard-working and trying to implement that. And he's done a lot of the legwork himself, along with a couple of senior assistant coaches and Peter Bell. So I think he's got a ruthless desire to win. So even tonight, he said, don't be breathing out and patting yourself on the back. We're not happy until we're holding the cup up. And that really excites me as a player and leader hitting into the back end of my career. I'm here to follow someone who wants to take us places we haven't been before.
Nathan, you seem like a deep thinker, always well-considered, like you're well-read, etc. So 2 weeks in home quarantine, I'm interested, how does Nathan Fyfe spend that?
I had a mini freak out yesterday just thinking about that.
You're an outdoorsman. You like to get out and kite surf and ski, don't you?
Well, I do, and hopefully this won't get me in trouble, but I'm going to stay in Queensland for a week and go exploring and spread the wings before I head into my quarantine a week later. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. I haven't seen my partner early for 4 weeks, and that'll be a highlight, but I think I'll be going insane after about 3 days.
And what does the off season look like after that for you, Nathan?
Well, it's Fyfe yesterday. Fyfe Transport requires a driver. So I'll try and get out on the surfboard and in the camper van for a couple of weeks before he summons me.
Good luck with that. Thanks for having a chat to us, and congratulations on what is well now a record extending 5th Christian Medal. Well done, that Fyfe.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.